Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is a special video for MGTOW.TV. Alright guys, so I had this plan where I was going to start uploading some older movies, like some softcore movies, some grindhouse movies, you know, stuff that I like and stuff I found on the web, like Internet Archive, Torrents, or just BitChute, because BitChute had a lot of these kinds of movies, and I don't know how much longer BitChute's going to be around. You know, they're really kind of fighting against their own country at this point, so I really don't know what's going to happen there. So I was going to start uploading some of them, not all of them. There are some pretty crazy ones that I don't think might need to be here. Might not need to be here. Yeah. But yeah, there's some classic softcore, classic grindhouse. There's some 80s, and you know, I didn't want to get stuff that was too popular, you know, because you know, you start dealing with bigger movies and then you got copyrights and all that kinds of things. So I basically looked at what the people that are running the grindhouse channels and things like that on BitChute are doing, and yeah, they basically post like this kind of material because it's long past copyright or nobody gives a shit. It's been so long, right? Stuff in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, maybe the 90s, but I really don't want to push it. But yeah, so it's basically going to be those 4 years. I don't want to get anything in 2000 or anything like that. We want to keep it within that boundary. So anyway, I wanted to let Ammer know first because, yeah, you know, with movies, it's always kind of delicate with these sites because there's always copyright bots and things that are looking to flag this and flag that, and I don't want the place getting taken down. So basically, I wanted to get Ammer's permission first, right? So I asked Ammer about it, and it takes a while. He's busy. He's got a lot of things going. And he gave me this response, which I'm obviously not going to show the real response there, but I'm going to basically summarize what the important part was. He said, "We have been getting lots of copyright takedown requests generated by AI. Now, I don't know about this, but I have noticed a lot of AI bots spamming my comment sections. So I've just been blocking them. I don't know if that's also related to the copyright on AI or copyright takedown things. Of course, obviously, the Alice in Wonderland that we put up did not get copyright struck. It's been a couple of days now. They would have hit it at this point. Also, it is imperative that we do not... Now, this is what got me, guys. It says, it is imperative that we do not associate MGTOW with anything resembling porn. And then, of course, he says, go ahead and upload one video and let me take a look at it. Thanks for reaching out first. Apparently, he didn't seem to have a problem with it because I haven't got any notice or anything. And it's only at 19 views. But there's other things I want to post. That was just like a test. And it is kind of a rare, hard-to-find movie. I figured it would be something interesting because, yes, it is an adult film, but it's got a lot of Disney sing-along stuff. And it's probably a lot better than the Snow White, that Snow Brown, whatever you want to call it, that just came out on the... I guess they're putting back in the theater? Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. They're putting it back in the theater. So you can watch that instead. anyway, guys, so this is what kind of struck me. He says, we don't want to associate MGTOW with anything resembling porn. And that's the first time I've ever seen that kind of language. Because, you know, when TFM was talking about it, and Sandman was talking about it, a lot of these other guys... Like, porn never seemed to be much of a problem. Like, we would talk about different, hentais and, you know, different porn actresses. TFM would talk about all his porn actresses that he liked before he got Celestina, of course. And there's a lot of guys, like, I know that are in the scene that say, oh, yeah, you know, I do the thing. Like, there's one guy, I won't go into particulars, but he says, well, you know, what I like to do, go home, crank one out, and go to bed. And that's what a lot of guys do, I think. A lot of So I don't even think there's really an issue. Like, as long as you're not, and I have stressed this, as long as you're not looking at pornography like 24/7, yeah, I don't think it's really a problem. But again, yes, there has been the body blues and the things like that. We do have to kind of talk about that. That is a little crazy. I think that might be a little overboard, you know? Yeah, there's what they always call too much of a good thing. And I think that's definitely way too much of a good thing. I think that's not good. I don't think that's healthy. But we've always done adult content here, is what I'm trying to say. Our biggest videos on this channel this year have been our hardcore themed videos that we've done. And yes, with the AVN games, of course, you know they have stories and characters, but you know, Lust Theory, it's gotten to the point now, like Fetish Locator, which was actually recommended to me by I don't know if he's still here, but a guy a long time ago when I was doing Aerogate Games, he said, "Hey, can you do like Fetish Locator and stuff?" And I didn't know anything about those games before. So basically, I looked them up and I started buying them and I got into them, and you know, the rest is history. But you know, being a dick is right there, and people do like the story on that one. They like it more than our news show. Our news show isn't really doing the numbers like it used to. But being a dick, you know, 11, and of course, Lust Theory. That's the most popular right now of these four videos is Lust Theory. It's Elizabeth. What happens in that video, guys? I can tell you what happens in that video. Basically, Elizabeth gets pretty much gangbanged by two different versions of the same character. That's literally the video. I mean, there's parts where I'm basically talking for the character, saying, ugh, whatever. But guys, I'm literally just on my phone doing things while I'm, you know, while the video's going by. And I even mentioned that sometimes the video is screwing with my graphics card because not the video, but the game itself is screwing with my graphics card because it's unoptimized. But yeah, that's literally what that is. There's no real big plot to that. I mean, I'm kind of towards the end of Lust Theory Season 2. And yes, Lust Theory Season 3 will have an actual, like, hardcore storyline. I mean, like, a deep, serious storyline. They hired a professional ghostwriter for it. So I'm really looking forward to that. But right now, this is just, hey, we got some time left over. You want to bang the girls? And that's literally what they're doing here. Which those always seem to do well, and of course I get the comments, and people like them. And this is the first time I've heard anything again saying we don't. They said it's imperative that we do not associate MGTOW with anything resembling porn. And I'm like, well, there's you know an awful lot of porn here, and apparently people seem to enjoy it. Now this one is obviously there's no adult content. This is a very going your own way kind of game, and I've actually been talking with the developer, man. He's definitely. I mean, though he's writing it with his wife, you know, he's going into these topics and kind of saying, you know, there's three different routes. There's the pickup artist. There's the player, excuse me, the pickup artist, the player, the monk, and the dating route, right? So that's basically what he wanted to do with this game, to show that you could go different ways, you know, just like you can in life. And it's inspired by a lot of things that he has read and situations and things. Like he's been a really cool guy, and of course he lost his I can say that here. He lost his job due to a DEI hire. No, I'm serious, guys. He worked 20 something years and he lost his job because of a DEI hire. So, yeah, it's kind of hitting home when it comes to this game. And of course, Uriel's Gambit. That's one I do for a developer I've talked to, and it's all right. It's doing some numbers, but that's not what we're really talking about. Comics, of course, they're all right, but the big hit for them is YouTube. But yeah, there we go. See, Lust Theory, another one. This is literally two characters being fucked by, excuse me, yeah, two different characters being fucked by two of the same guy. That's literally the whole damn thing. I mean, there's a little bit of story, but that's it. It's basically porn at that stage. Being a dick, of course, there's a story to being a dick. There always is, but there's porn here too. Let's see what else we've got here. Nothing in that one. Obviously, porn with rants. That's just rants being rants. Yes, there's some dungeon crawling. But it's there. Let's see what else we've got here. Luster. Here we go. Look at this. 100. So, let me just be honest. This is literally just banging Amy. That's literally it. That's what you do. You bang Amy, and it is an amazing scene. I don't even get into scenes like this, but the voice acting was so freaking good. They hired an amazing voice actress. I don't know how much her going rate was, but man, she was really good. And that was a really good set of scenes there. It's only 30 minutes, too. I mean, it's not the huge two-hour thing we did later, but people loved it. 100 views. Full porn. 100%. It's porn. 19%. Yeah, I mean, it's or excuse me, 19 views. It's okay. Another one. Being a dick. Obviously, you bang Sarah. There's some storyline. It's basically porn. And then, of course, we've got Lust Theory Season 2, teaching Amy how to swim. I don't know if this had a sex scene with Amy, but it had enough that got guys' attention, and they looked at it. I mean, the games, a few people watch them. That's fine. A lot of that gets watched on BitChute and YouTube. I have a little YouTube channel for that. Imperial Harem. This is stuff I had to just dump off my hard drive. That actually did really well on BitChute. It only has one view here, but it did really well on BitChute. Rants 3. People did like that. Imperial Harem, of course. I knew that was going to get some hits. See, the Sinistar stuff, I really loved, and people just didn't. Of course, Lust Theory, Season 2, Part 53, Dinner at Ellie's, 70 hits. See, that's another one. And, of course, you bang Ellie's mom, Angelina. It's a big thing. A lot of guys like that. Welcoming Party, 30 on that. Yes, that was a scene. 95, Grimm's Favorite Fetish. You guys wanted to know what I enjoyed. So thank you for that. Yeah, very big. And a lot of you guys were more interested in Fooder than I thought you were. Woo! I didn't expect that, to be absolutely honest. You know, look, to each their own. But it was more of a shock video in my case, because I'm like, oh no, you know. I do like Nope Nope Nurses. Of course, I acted that one out because I got into that. Very rare that I get in. These two scenes I actually got into. Very, very rare that I actually get into this shit. Like, I'll do a bunch of Errol Gay, you know, and I'll be like, yeah, you know, we'll go through the motions. But then I'm like, ooh, this is actually kind of hot. This is spicy. So, those two I enjoyed. I'm glad to see that you guys did too. But it's proof that a lot of MGTOW guys or guys on the site, rather, they like the porn that we have. I mean, again, we got the Evil Ernie comics. It's not just all freaking porn. I mean, there's more stuff than that here. The John Schaefer thing, which I was really passionate about. I'm glad to see that there. The 39, there wasn't even anything going on in that video. I mean, but y'all did like her. Ellie, you guys wanted to see Ellie get banged. 62 views. 48, you wanted to see your Ellie, of course. So see, I don't really understand the issue, because it seems like a lot of you guys really do like the porn content that we do. Now, to be fair, we don't want to do like you see on, and I know that when you see these kind of games on like Pornhub, they literally just do the scenes And that's not to say that we don't have some where they are the scenes, but that's literally because that's where we're at in the game. Like, I'm not one of those channels, and I never will be one of those channels that's like, oh, here's just all the scenes of the game, because I think that's boring, and, you know, you need context. I've always been a big context guy. I've always, you know, liked the writing, even if it's not so great, in these games. And, yeah, it seems you guys do, too. Look at that, Lust Academy. We don't even get that many hits on Lust Academy. But boy, when it comes to not Hermione, you guys really freaking like that, didn't you? And we got Ellie again. I mean, Ellie's cute, I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, you guys like seeing these girls. And I don't think there's any problem with it, right? I mean, I understand there's some that are religious and they're like, oh, you know, porn be a day. Yeah, it can be if you're looking at it all the time. But you know what else can be? Also can be really addictive? Playing video games. Remember the story? Actually, this is a real news article. You can look it up. A Chinese man died because he did nothing but play video games for 3 days straight. 3 days straight! That's not good. Like, I wouldn't recommend anybody do anything for 3 days straight. I'm talking about not eating, not sleeping, not using the bathroom, like just playing the game. That is not behavior that I would personally encourage. So, yes, the party did get started with 98 views 2 months ago. It's a pretty good one. Still didn't beat Amy. My God, you really wanted to see her. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, the party has started, yep. I mean, the Crow Hive spell, you wanted to see her. I mean, I can just look at the views and tell what people are watching right there, and that's not even a sex scene. There's some of you guys are just like, titties! And I'm going to click on it. And, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I don't think I put all these in public. Some of them I just put on the channel and people were like, oh, well, let's check and see what Grimm's doing. Oh, titties. Click. Let's see. Lust Theory. Quiet as a Mouse. I like that one. Night Shift Nurses. I didn't know you guys liked that much. Damn, that got 59 hits. That's got more than it did on freaking BitChute. Let's see. Revy Consulting. I'm glad to see that. Let's see. 51 views. You guys really wanted to see me play Cheryl the Alchemist, even though there was, like, no sex in that video. Wife, okay, that one got boosted a little. Megan Pleads for Relationship. Oh, you like those two. Probably because of her legs, I think. Maybe. Just an idea. Oh, there's a Night Shift. Man, you guys really like that Night Shift Nurses. I'm gonna have to bring that back next month for you guys. But here's the dilemma. Like, ooh, look at that. That might be our biggest video. Well, hold on. Let's see. 3 months ago. Was that? Yeah, that was definitely. Okay, that's our biggest video this month, was Welcome to My Son Chichigami. Now, to be fair, that game had some glitches in the adult scene, so we didn't really do much with it because it was kind of glitched out. But you guys really did like that one. Like, that got your attention. And it's cool. I think it's a really cool game. The developer is very, very talented. His previous game was really good too. And of course, his name Chichigami, or what is his name? It basically means Opai God. Yeah, that's the developer's name. I can't remember it right off, but it's Chichi something. But yeah, guys, clearly you guys like the porn content. Now, the reason why I mention this is because, I mean, I've been talking with Keeper a little bit, and he's kind of talked to me a little bit how, you know, he's worked with Amber to kind of keep the site going, right? Because things did get a little rough, and Keeper and him basically worked on some ideas. We're not going to talk about everything. That's private. But basically, they got some ideas together, and that's why we have the site we have today. So I know there's a lot of like Manosphere content. Some of you guys are into Tate, some of you guys are into they got Fresh and Fit. There's what else? Aaron Clary's on here. Of course, you got I think Rational Male, Rollo Tomasi's on there. There's a lot of guys, from the Manosphere that still post content, which I've got no problem with. That's cool. And of course, you've got your political stuff. You got Sticks, Hex, and Hammer on here, and Quartering, and all those guys, which is good. I don't have a problem with them. There's a couple guys I'm not really aware of. Maybe they're newer. I think there's one that deals with more finances. That's cool. Again, I think MGTOW.TV should have everything that guys like. And I'm sorry, but guys do like sexy women, right? I mean, it's not like we're telling guys to go make bad decisions, right? And part of the reason why my channel may exist to some guys is, hey, when I went and I looked at Night Shift Nurses remake, part two, Getting to Know the Nurses, or the worst nurse of them all here, another big one. Let's see, I'm not sure. Like here, Megan pleads for a relationship, but I said no. We know what she did, right? Well, maybe a guy was thinking about making a real bad mistake, right, with a girl, like a real woman, and she was gonna F his life up, right? Because sometimes that shit happens, you see the articles all the time. I'm not saying that's gonna happen in all cases, but sometimes it can, right? When a guy's just, got that urge, the snake, it's like a snake bite, all of a sudden you're reaching. You're reaching for the mountain, I guess you could say, and you're like, damn, I gotta bang this chick, right? And it's gonna be a bad decision, but you want to do it anyway. But then you go on the MGTOW.TV, you see the video, Megan pleads for a relationship. You go ahead, you're like, you know what? I don't like that guy's voice at all, but this is pretty hot, so I'm gonna mute the dialogue. And I'm gonna go ahead and look at this. And you do your thing, and all of a sudden the post-nut clarity comes in, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna tell that girl, I'm gonna say, hey, I'm gonna take a rain check. I'm not interested. I'm kinda tired. I'm gonna go to sleep. And guess what? That bad decision that you were gonna make, it doesn't happen anymore. It's gone. The bad decision, you don't have to worry about it. She went and made some other dude have a bad decision. Now he has to deal with it. So that's kind of why I think my channel is necessary. Whether you like the 2D or the 3D variety, we've got both. And I thought, why don't we get some of the classic, like I got no problem with the classic porns, right? I mean, we don't want to show 39 person gangbang or big booties number 7. You can go see that anywhere, right? What I want to show is stuff that really has the story value, right? It's like, hey, that actually had a really good story. I was following it for the musical numbers. You can actually sing along to some of those musical numbers. Me and DP were joking. It's like, dude, you gotta come back and have them all memorized, 'cause he's the one that wanted that movie. He'd only heard it. He only heard rumors of it, right? And I actually found it, and he's like, oh my God, it exists. He's like, I gotta go watch this. So yeah, guys. Basically, I mean, it's just kind of hard to believe that, Amber would say, hey, we don't want anything in MGTOW resembling porn. Well, we don't want the kind of, I guess you could say, the kind of smut they show on the hub, where you're just seeing people do the penetration, all that. And even though there's penetration scenes and all that, obviously, in my videos, I don't try to focus too much on it. Obviously, some hentai, like the one where I have a pixelated, right there, Grimm's Personal Fetish, those are pixelated. That's mosaics. Those come with the game. But yeah, usually we don't show like the full hardcore or anything like that as a picture. And if we do show anything like genitalia, not just talking about boobs, I don't think boobs are an issue, but if we're showing like the any kind of phallic object, I usually don't make it public. If I did by accident, I'm sorry. There may be a time or two where I wasn't paying attention to the settings. But for the most part, like, I mean, I knew that the Amy one was going to do well. And I do go through the images to pick it. And I was like, well, what could I pick that's not too hardcore? Because you got to understand, when I'm going through these images to figure out what I want to use, I go through a lot of different ones. And I'm like, okay, so what do I want to use that looks hot but isn't going to be too risque? Like, I would not want to show full-on penetration in the image, right? Because that's what you would see if you were going to look at the Pornhub. And I don't want to show that, right? I like more mystery in some of these. And that's what we try to do. But I got nothing against boobs. I think, like, if a man can take his shirt off and nobody has a problem with it, and you can print it all over the damn, think about it, Men's Fitness. A man's got his shirt off all the time to show his muscles off, right? The pec muscles. If he can show off his pec muscles, why the hell can't she? Why are we so upset if a woman has boobs and she's just flaunting them around? I don't see a fucking issue with that. It's not like we're showing the vagina, but it's not like we're showing his dick on the Men's Fitness magazine either, right? I don't see a problem with that. I think that's pretty much basic nudity. I don't think there should be an issue with women going topless. It's just boobs. I mean, every woman has boobs of some sort. Some men do too. You know what I mean. You know, the what they call bitch tits or whatever. It happens. Look, I'm not judging. But basically, yeah, guys, that's how I do it. And of course, as I always say, we don't always do porn here. It just seems to get the hits. Like, I can't help it that people want to watch it, right? It's like, I mean, it's just what people, guys want, right? They're not going around messing with all these girls and getting into all kinds of crazy crap. And sometimes the girls, like, they're just mean these days, right? I mean, I've talked with other women about this. I've talked with Empress, as crazy as she can be about this. You know, she is definitely a mother of girls. She knows how girls behave in this age. And she said, these girls are hateful. I don't know if you guys remember that episode. Maybe you didn't. Sometimes I post them on BitChute. But she said, man, these modern girls are just hateful now. Right? And that's like one of the most truest things that you can get from somebody about my age. It's like, hey, we kind of understand what you guys are going through now, because the women of this modern age, they're not like the women of our age, right? We were a little different. They're not as mean and hateful and talking about men as not liking this or not liking that or not liking this. Guys, I was in a comment section once. It was basically social media. Guy posted, say some things about men that makes them unattractive to you. And oh my god, the women went crazy. And there was guys in there that's like, enjoy your cats and be forever alone. And in the response, the reason why these guys were saying this is because the women had a problem with every single thing you could possibly think of. I'm like, you wouldn't be able to live with a man at all. I mean, in any respect. It doesn't matter how good looking he was, how much money he has, what kind of car he drove, everything. It's like, you don't even like the idea of a man, period, is what I saw from some of these. And I'm like, okay, if it's really that bad, And some of these girls, again, they are not so young. Some of them are a little bit closer to my age. Some of them, maybe bitter divorces, things like that, which is understandable. Because, men and women can both get very bitter after a divorce, understandably. You don't want to be around a man ever again, or a woman ever again. And that could also be the case here, too. I don't think Emma is keeping that as a possibility, that some of the guys here might be a little older up, and they're like, hey, I'd rather have this than even have a woman step foot into my house and step foot into my property. And just bad, bad memories. Trauma, PTSD. There's a lot of shit that guys go through that people don't even know about, right? Women can get traumatized in relationships, well, men can also, where they're even like, just the thought of a woman opening the door of the house, it's like, okay, who are you and what do you want, right? Because it might remind you of that significant other, of her, the tornado that came through and destroyed everything in your life, right? So think about it like that. They're like, these women here, they're on a screen. They're not entering my house. They're not telling me what to do. They're not trying to manage my life. They're just characters. Even the real ones, like in that film, The Alice in Wonderland, that's just a character. That woman is probably extremely old or dead, but other than that, she's just that character in that film. That's never going to come into your house and tell you to do anything or make demands or tell you how horrible of a man you are, how, all these horrible things that women can do. They hit below the belt sometimes, and I'm just going to be real. I mean, you guys understand that, right? So it's really just kind of upsetting to me that, the guy who runs the place and, I've been supporting for a number of years because I believe in this and what I'm doing is a good thing for men, that have been through it. There's a lot of guys that have been through the ringer. These kind of games are me just listening to me play the games. That's what they want. There's one guy I know, he says he wants to listen to a video every day, and I'm like, wow. Obviously we haven't made videos in quite a while, but I was gonna make something like as far as content, but I had to get this one out first. 'Cause yes, I can put stuff on BitChute all day long, but the point is, MGTOW.TV was my first platform. This is where we started. We went to BitChute. No. I think we were on BitChute first, and then we went to MGTOW.TV. So it was MGTOW.TV, and I've been here probably a number of years, right? I've been supporting a number of years. I've put hundreds into the platform because, I give $10 a month, and you add up and add up by year to year to year to year to year, so that's a couple hundred dollars altogether. And it may not seem like much, but yeah, I've put a lot into it over the years, and I do very much appreciate all the support. And of course, people have come and left, and some are grandfathered in, so it's 285, but some of those people might not even be here anymore, right? Like they may have migrated on some other time. Maybe they made an account, liked my videos, and then never came back. I mean, that happens. That happens in BitChute sometimes too, I'm sure. But anyway, guys, what I'm saying is, yeah, it's just really unfortunate that I got that kind of message. And maybe it's me for not understanding. Like, maybe I'm not understanding what Ammer was saying. Maybe he means like the really over the top kind of big butts five or the, 'cause yes, I have like some of those kinds of movies, but I don't have that many of them. And of course, DP gave me a dump. I always accept porn dumps from friends for some odd reason. Oh, they're having sex underwater. Like, I have these things, but I won't put them here. If I'm gonna put anything up on here, it'll probably, again, it'll be something that has a story. And of course, I also want to put I don't want to put the horror up. Like, I have some horror that we can do, but a lot of action kinds of things. There's a lot of really, like, a lot of stuff I got off the bid shoot that it might not be in the best quality, but they're really old movies, guys. So sometimes these get mastered, and sometimes they just stay on somebody's VHS until the end of time. You know, and it's not like you can't watch them on Internet Archive or something, but, you know, I'm basically going through and looking at movies myself that I'm like, hey, this would work. This would be a good one. And it's not like we haven't done these kinds of movies before. We just haven't done them without commentary. And there's a lot of reasons for commentary. For the removal of the commentary. I can explain again, this video won't leave MGTOW. I'm not going to have it anywhere else. But DP's not doing so good, guys. Like, I didn't really want to talk about it, but he's not. We're praying. You know, I'm not the most religious man, but we're definitely praying. He can't really, I mean, he's here and he enjoys the videos, but dude, the stories and the things that he has told me, he needs a transplant, like, soon. Like, sooner rather than later. It is getting really, really bad, so I'm worried as fuck, and I am trying not to talk too much about it, alright? So, that's one reason why we're not doing the commentary like we did with the movies. He just doesn't really have the time. He actually got demoted down from head of security down to just regular cashier. Yeah, it sucks. Dude was all the way up to being this badass casino security guard. He's gonna moonlight as a police officer and all that. And you know, he's gonna have like a real good paying job, you know, working in a casino, he was gonna keep all the riffraff, and I mean the real dude, we're talking a casino. You got hookers, he would be the guy that's doing the hardcore stuff that you would see on Cops, right? But, like, in the big, the city area, I don't know how to explain it. But, I mean, the stories he used to tell me when he was doing that, it was unreal. And now it's completely different. He says, but I get nice tips. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I just really hope the guy gets a kidney. They screwed him up the first time, and I'm really, really pissed about that. And hopefully, you know, they can get it right for him. Of course, he's constantly going to that doctor, and they're just trying everything they can because he's on dialysis, and he's been on dialysis for a little while. It's just unfortunate. I mean, I'd hate to lose such a great guy. I really fucking would, but unfortunately, you know, things happen, and I'm really trying to go towards the not things happening, because he's got grand plans for what he wants to do. Now, they're not plans any of you guys would have in mind, but they're plans that he wants to do. Again, part of going your own way is going your own way. He wants to go the way that he wants to go. That's what he wants to do. So, if I mean, look, he's his own man. But, yeah, guys, what I'm saying, basically, is, I've rambled a bit here. But, basically, guys, yeah, what I'm saying is, we just want to continue making the content that you guys enjoy, and I don't know if this is just a misunderstanding or whatever, but we've had a lot of adult porn content here for a long, 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 long time. And hearing that we don't want to associate with anything that resembles porn just kind of took me aback. I didn't know what to say. I'm like, maybe 6 years ago or 7 years ago, you should have said something. But obviously, we have a fan base, and people do enjoy the content. Our biggest video is still a adult video. Like, let's go look at the facts before we leave here, before I quit this video and get to bed, because I do need to do that. Let's see. Come on, come on. Sometimes the site can be a little. I mean, I did click on it. Okay, well, brave. Anyway, I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're down for repairs or something. Anyway, guys, I don't know. It says information, something. Something isn't working. Just my luck, right? The site doesn't work when I'm doing a video to demonstrate something. But anyway, our Fresh Women video got 10,000, I think it's up to 11, 12,000 hits. Weird. Not that we got 12,000 hits, but eh. Okay, well, that's real-time site not working. I mean, look, I know everybody's trying. I don't know. Maybe they'll fix it. But anyway, guys, I was gonna do Fresh Women Season 2, but it seems, again, I'm not really sure what I'm allowed to do, because, again, if, I mean, I don't know, Emmer. I don't know if he watched the video. I don't know what he thinks about it. I don't know if maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know what's going on. But obviously, there's a lot going on in my life right now. I'm actually about to change positions at my job. I should be moving to a earlier schedule, which is good for me. It's good for my sleep. It means I can do videos earlier and I can come home earlier, So it's gonna be good for me, and it should you should definitely see an improvement. But I don't know about the other situation. It's hard to see your friend just deteriorate like he is, and that's what's happening. So, but yeah, I'm trying to keep myself positive and, posting content that you guys like, because even he doesn't. Oh, excuse me. Here we go. I don't think he's gonna walk free. He doesn't need to. I mean, he's got enough baby oil, he just slip. He might just slip right out the bars. Just like. Say, like, oh, we can't keep him in the jail. He was there about 5 seconds. And, don't get that man nowhere near baby oil. I told you that. Okay, anyway. Okay, so obviously that one's still doing pretty good. Which one was the. Oh, I missed it. It's. What was the top? Wow. Okay. So apparently we're also trending with the Elizabeth video. But there we go. Fresh Woman Part 4. 11,945 views. That was 3 years ago, and it has gone up. It was at 10,000, now it's at 11 or 12,000 almost. I'm really surprised. You guys really freaking like this Fresh Women game. So what I'm going to do, and look at that, doggy, very popular view, excuse me, popular number of views, 8,000 views on that one. Topless woman killed after hanging out her car window. I think the guys were there because of the titties, honestly. I don't know exactly, but we don't know what MGTOW.TV was like 5 years ago. Probably a little different place than it is today. But look, guys, I'm just letting you know that one of the things that I think is keeping some guys here is the titties, and I don't think that's a problem. I really don't. Pokimane deep fake. I don't know anything about that, but obviously there's titties there, and there's titties there, and there's titties there. Obviously, we know. I mean, yes, we've got the other videos. Paul Joseph Watson, of course. Thinking Ape, he's really good. Oh, I like Mr. Ghoster. I actually saw him on social media. And I was like, oh, I really like what this guy has to say. I do like his stuff. So I would recommend his channel for sure. Of course, Redonkulous, that's Pop. Yeah, there's still a lot of good stuff on here, but I mean, we can also have videos about titties, right? I mean, there's a lot going on in the world. Like, men are surrounded by, men of today are surrounded by all the politics and all the craziness that's going on right now. And it can be really depressing. It can be really rough on your psyche, you know? So, I mean, basically what I do a lot is just look at the title and kind of maybe read up a little bit, but I don't like to just surround myself in this kind of stuff. You know, I do see what's going on with X, and I'll post some stuff here and there. But even if you look at my X stuff, you're going to see a lot of titties and some more, I guess, muscular type girls. But yeah, I post the kind of stuff that I like to see that kind of, you know, makes me, I guess, makes me happy, right? And of course, there's art and there's video games and stuff on there too, because that's the kind of stuff I enjoy. Even in my 40s, you know, I'll be 40 in just a couple of weeks, I guess you could say, because we're in May, we got June. No. I think I got another good month. God's given me another month before I hit 40. But what I'm saying, guys, is it's good to have different things going on, right? When you're constantly looking at the politics and the manosphere stuff, it's cool to just say, hey, I want to see some titties, right? And I don't want to see like Bonnie Blue or some, you know, some modern thought or something like that. Maybe you want to see a story. 20 of you did want to see a story, or at least you were curious. 26 of you wanted to see Elizabeth. 12,000 of you wanted to see this girl. So, there you go. I mean, look, I'm just doing numbers. Remember, guys, before I even thought about making these kind of videos, I used to be a professional reviewer for music. So, a lot of times when I had my channel, I would look and see, okay, what's getting the hits? What do people like? My channel. No, my website. When I had my website, I would look. Oh, damn, I can't even remember the name of the program I used. But anyway, I'd go and I'd look at our graphs and I'd check all the different, you know, the different statistics. And I'd be like, okay, well, this has this many views, that has that many views. Well, how many do we have this month? How many do we have this year? How many do we have this year compared to last year? So I did all this kind of research, right? And of course, I don't have that information to hand right now, but I do have something close, and that's going to be, of course, our trending thing. And that's going to be, of course, our top videos, which show that, yeah, you guys really do like the porn, you know? So I'm just very, very, very confused. Oh, I didn't even know there was subscriptions. I don't do the subscription thing. Maybe I should. I'd probably have a little bit more money in my pocket, but the site's not, I don't want to say the site's not doing too well, but again, I would rather money go back into the site than money go back into my pocket, right? Because this site is for all of us. It's not just for me. And if you want this kind of speech here and supported on the internet in a place where censorship is really getting rough, like really getting rough, I'm talking about censorship on the right and the left. It's pretty crazy. Then yeah, you need to support this site. That's what you need to support. Don't worry too much about me. I'll be okay. I'm all right. I apparently make too much for free healthcare, so I'm doing all right, I guess. The money is fine so far. I can afford the games that I want to play. I can afford to pay my bills and my medical bills. So that's okay. And medical bills when I say that. It's really stupid. If I told you what I'm paying $5,000 for, you would slap me in the face. So I guess I can get into that. When I hit my head on that brick, right? I didn't have health insurance. So when I went to get the MRI scan and they told me, "Oh, you're fine. You didn't." This is real. For those of you not in the US, I want you guys to understand this really happened 100%. So when I went to the ER, went to the emergency room, went to see my doctor, and I was like, okay, I just want to check and make sure everything's okay, that nothing's broken, my brain is fine. Because I do have anxiety, and when you hit your head like that, like on a brick, it did throw up my anxiety a little bit because I was worried if anything was hurt or injured. And of course, they checked everything and they told me, "No, you're good, you're fine, there's no issues. We didn't detect any brain bleeding." It's like, we can't show a concussion on an MRI, but what we can show is that there's no bleeding in your brain, you're fine, everything's gonna be good. So that's good. However, what wasn't good was that I got a nice little bill from the doctor, and that was $1,500. Yep, just for the doctor to come in and say, "Hey, looks like you're going to be fine, blah, 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 blah." And then we got another bill for the hospital itself, which was $2,800. Again, guys, this isn't for anything super serious. Like, this was literally just, I need to be checked to see if I'm okay. And they charged me $5,000. Now, to be absolutely fair, I have to pay $35 a month. That's not too bad. That's about the price of some subscriptions. But it is like buying a new game every month that I didn't want to pay for. Like, it's like, hey, I would have rather spent that money on a new Eroge or saved up, maybe, save up some money. There's always things you need to save up for, new microphones, new this, new that, new PC parts. All that kind of stuff, right? And it's gonna make it a little harder because I'll probably be paying on that for the rest of my life. $35 a month, $35 a month. Yep, kind of sucks. And it makes you not want to go to the doctor at all because, hey, you got to pay a hundred and something dollars a month for your health insurance now. It's like, ooh, a hundred and something dollars. Like, okay, got my rent, got my electric bill, got my phone, got internet. Now I gotta add medical insurance to that too. It's 100, 150. Ooh, that's like paying another electric bill. Yeah, it's a little rough. So, just trying to keep everything all right. Because I barely go to the doctor, guys. Like, when I was younger, I barely ever went. But, now I'm at that point where I guess I have to go more often. So I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. Obviously, I didn't have to go to the doctor for a couple of, was it a couple of months? Because I know I had that one issue where I was worried about my blood sugar, and of course they checked my blood sugar. My blood sugar A1C was perfect. There's no problems with that. And I found out it had a lot to do with my anxiety. That's where a lot of my stomach issues were coming from. Like, I had gastritis issues pop up because, of course, I'm not gonna go into detail on that, but there was very pressing issue at my workplace, and I thought that it was gonna come back on me. It's nothing I did. Well, it is something I did, but it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But some people that do bad things, they want to retaliate to people that did good things. To basically let people know that they did bad things, right? Sometimes people get killed for things like that. That didn't happen, which I'm glad. I mean, I'm still here with you, and obviously the situation is, I mean, I don't know how the person is still at this workplace. It surprises me in ways I cannot even fathom, but he is. So all you guys that are like, "Oh, if you touch a woman," I guess not anymore. Or maybe he just had some kind of favor. I have no idea. I have no idea, guys. I literally do not know. It's really effed up. But since I've rambled on for about an hour, I think that's probably a good place for this to end up. And I know Amherst's not going to watch all of this. I mean, if he did, I apologize. It's a little longer than I wanted it to be. I was like, dude, this is going to be a 15-minute video. It's never a 15-minute video with Graham now, is it? But all right, guys. This is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time. And hopefully we get some kind of response, or again, I'm not trying to say anything bad about Amher, the website. I think it's a great place. I think Amher's a good guy. I think he's doing what he, you know, what he wants to do. I mean, it's his, this is his baby. This was his idea a long time ago to bring this place together so that we could all have a speech for men. But I think that also what I provide is something that men enjoy. And my biggest argument to that would be if men didn't enjoy this content, then why are they watching so much of it? So, all right, guys, I'm out, and I will see you next time.